Hi, a very good morning and welcome to this CNBC TV 18 podcast where I'm going to apprise you of all the news and cues you need to watch out for this Thursday in trade. Just to give you a quick sense in terms of what happened yesterday, we saw the Sensex in fact fall for the sixth straight day in yesterday's trading session and the Nifty was down for the third day in a row. The markets, in fact, however, made a smart recovery in the last hour of trade, which was most prominent in the Nifty Bank, which recovered 240 points to end above the 50-day moving average. In terms of flows, however, the FIIs continued to sell, so it was a net sell figure of around 384 crores in the cash market, whereas the DIIs net bought 177 odd crores. In terms of the cues for today's trading session, the macros continue to concern. So the rupee continues to depreciate. In fact, it touched an intraday low of 71.97 in yesterday's trading session and pulled back from those levels, in fact closing at another record low of 71.75 versus 71.58. The rupee has also now fallen for the sixth straight day. The bond yields closed at 8.05%, which was above that 8% mark in yesterday's trade as well. But the positive cue for today's trade could probably be Brent crude, which has pulled back to levels of around $77 per barrel as storm fears have receded. Global cues, however, are still sluggish. So for example, tech stocks sold off overnight, trade fears continue, and the volatility in emerging market currencies dominate. Though there could have been a little bit of a respite on an overnight basis for some emerging market currencies, the overall trend of depreciation continues. So for the US market, it ended lower, Asia is largely in the red, and the SGX, however, probably bummed by the fact that Brent crude is now at $77 per barrel, is indicating a positive start. Remember, today is Bank Nifty options expiry as well, and in terms of the Nifty levels to watch out for, we are currently below the 20-day moving average, which stands at 11,531. The next key level to probably watch out for would be the 50-day moving average, which is just shy of the 11,200 mark. In terms of stocks and news, one of the most important cues to watch out for will be the Supreme Court lifting the ban on construction activity in Maharashtra and Uttarakhand, but that has not been extended to the state of Madhya Pradesh. In other pieces of news, we have State Bank of India in an exclusive. It is looking to exit SR Steel through a sale to asset reconstruction companies with nearly a 70% haircut. Adani Enterprises in focus as it's going to trade exits gas business today. And we have Shree Infra, which will be reacting to numbers as well as news of its CEO resigning. In terms of other stocks in focus, Sagar Cement will be reacting to its cement production data and August sales, which were up 24%. We have Maruti, where the August production was up 7% year-on-year. And stocks such as PSP Projects, which has received work orders worth 226 crores.